jumping in here with Dave Vickers, and he has a very special guest today. As, of course, you've been hearing the advertising on the air for our Standing Ovation Award, and we have our very first Standing Ovation Award winner here in studio for October. So take it away, Dave.
Thanks, Paul. I want to mention, too, our Standing Ovation Award sponsored by Great Clips, also supported by Don's Jewelry and Rest Have in Morrison, Illinois. They help support this effort as we give the winner $50 in River City Gold and the organization of their choice $50 in River City Gold. And that choice now belongs to Tom Kester, our October winner. Of course, we're still looking at the November entries. We'll get them maybe next week. We'll get a hold of them. And congratulations, Tom. You got nominated for doing a lot of work at the Catholic Historical Center. Tell us about that. What gets you into that?
Well, about 12 years ago, Gene Detterman and Father Tony Harold wanted to try to save one of the churches. They didn't know what they wanted to save it for, but it became the Catholic Historical Center in the meantime. And since I don't work, I have more time on my hands, so I volunteer down there during the summer 3 or 4 days a week. I was just there this morning when someone called, can I come down? My number's on the door, so I have to go down.
So you get called out. That's one of the things mentioned, that you do get called out even when it's not really open.
Right.
They call you and you go.
Right. As long as I don't have anything else going on.
What prompts you to put all that time into it? What makes you volunteer?
I just like the passion of doing something to help others, and I like history, so we're trying to combine the two, and I think we're doing a pretty good job down there of saving the history of the Catholic Church in Clinton and Clinton County now, because we've branched out and taken in a few of the other locales that have been knocked down and decommissioned.
And Tom, do you do other volunteering? That's maybe the big passion, but are there other things you do?
I'm at Jesus Christ Prince of Peace Parish. I lecture and I Eucharistic minister, and then I also do the homebound Eucharistic minister to some of the people that are like at Windcrest, or used to be Bluff, now it's just Windcrest and Sarah Harding. And then on the Knights of Columbus, I'm the chancellor, and we volunteer for other things, you know, the Tootsie Roll, mm-hmm. We got the fish fry, all that kind of, you know.
And when do you find time to do all this?
There's always time for something. I still have a family life. I still drive to Eldridge 3 times a week to see my grandkids or to make sure they go to school on time when their parents go to work earlier.
So. Tom, again, I'd like to wish you congratulations, and maybe your stories will help inspire other folks to volunteer for whatever their passion is.
Right, because we do need volunteers, and if you look around Clinton, the same people do an awful lot of things, volunteering in different organizations. So we need more volunteers. One day a week, a couple hours a day, that's all it takes.
Of course, this is a word not only for formal volunteers, but we also mentioned informal, because there's other folks maybe just help out their neighbors or help out their neighborhood or do things like that. That's still volunteer work, and we want to recognize that too. So if folks know somebody doing those kind of things, we welcome those nominations too.
Right.
You just happen to be our kickoff winner.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have we volunteer over on our street. We decorate for the winter, where we have like 45 houses and some of the older ones, and I'm becoming one of the older ones.
Don't say that.
We get help putting up their decorations and all that kind of stuff, so the whole neighborhood looks nice.
Well, those things count as much as some of the former ones. Well, guys, Tom, you got to pick what organization you want to send the River City Gold to?
The Victory Center.
The Victory Center. I'm sure Ray Jimenez and Pastor Lyle will appreciate that. They can always use a little help, and they just got their big Thanksgiving dinner coming
right,
up.
Right, that's what.
Tonight.
Tonight.
So maybe I'll give them a call and let them see if they want to come pick it up today. So
they can replenish their things.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Anything else you want to help? Except people, get out and volunteer.
Volunteer. It's
find
it's,
your passion.
It's fun. It's fun.
Find your passion and go for it.
That's all you got to do.
And thanks, Tom Kester, our October Standing Ovation Award winner. And he's donating his $50 River City Gold to the Victory Center. Of course, he gets $50 to spend somewhere around town himself. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much, Dave.